criticism can be a curse or a blessing. It's a gift if the criticism is constructive and delivered in a way that can be helpful in your career, but criticism given in the form of unwarranted put-downs can cause an intolerable work or home environment. So how do you communicate with the person who is constantly putting you down? Before you react to criticism, avoid tit-for-tat. Engaging the critic is the worst thing you can do. Responding to criticism gives the critic the attention he or she is craving. Instead, disarm the critic. Smile and say, "Thank you for sharing." What? The critical person expects some kind of negative response, confrontation, or disempowered reaction like fear or sadness. When you don't respond as expected, you take the fun out of their game. Do this a few times and they'll most likely leave you alone because they're not getting the desired reaction. This may not work if the critical person happens to be your boss or someone with authority over you, like a parent or teacher. If this is the case, deal with it on your own by learning stress management techniques to help you release and clear the tension. Recognize that this person may have a personality disorder and make a conscious decision to leave the job, break off the friendship, or avoid the family member. The pitch challenge today: analyze the critical comments you receive from the abuser. Don't automatically dismiss it. See if there's any truth in what's being said, since sometimes our insecurities can keep us from seeing criticism as honest feedback. If there's no value in what has been said, ignore the person. Sometimes this is the best reaction because it diffuses the situation and deflates the energy in their statement, as long as you don't let it appear to visually affect you either. Remember to smile. Gets them every time.